The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
What does the Lord want you and I to do for this particular evil? It's crystal clear. This is Psalm 82, verse 4. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. Doesn't get much clearer than that.
Next on Life Today.
Hi, welcome to Life Today. I'm Sheila Walsh, and I'm so glad that you have tuned in to this particular program. I really believe that there's a potential in the next few minutes that we spend together to make a significant impact against the evil that is going on in our world. I'm talking about human trafficking, which is the largest criminal activity, the fastest growing in the world. In fact, I took some notes. Human trafficking is a $150 billion industry. And then when you come down to sex trafficking, an estimated 5 million victims. Now, I know we can talk about different things and think, well, yeah, there's something wrong with that. That should be stopped. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. The thing that I want to share with you today, I kind of want to take you with me because I've seen with my own eyes the evil of what is going on out there and the people who are behind the scenes and the innocents who are pressured into living a life that no one, no woman, no man, no child would ever choose for themselves. I'll never forget my first trip with Rescue Life to Southeast Asia. I remember the first day seeing perhaps for the first time how young so many of these girls are. And when you catch a glimpse behind the makeup and the clothes that they're meant to wear and made to wear, you just see in their eyes a different story. It is a story of evil. And the more that I study God's word and I think, what does the Lord want you and I to do for this particular evil? It's crystal clear. This is Psalm 82, verse 4. Rescue the poor and helpless. Deliver them from the grasp of evil people. Doesn't get much clearer than that. So what I'd like to do today is to paint a big picture for you, help you understand what we're doing here at Life Today, why it matters, how it's changed the lives of so many, and how so many are waiting right now to see if anyone is listening to their cry. Now, let me just give you a little overview of how desperate this situation really is. Please watch this.
The flashy, glitzy nightlights and young, attractive girls may appear to be a pleasure-filled setting, but the reality is it's a place filled with danger, fear, and depraved people who deal in human flesh.
One of the girls told me that they just keep them kind of drugged up so they can't argue. And I said, what do they do if you argue? And that's when they get beaten. I'm sure for some of you, it's hard to wrap your mind around this. But let me tell you, if there's any place where the body of Christ should be showing up and caring for people, it's on these streets of this red light district. where these girls are being sold every night, time after time after time. You and I, as God's sons and daughters, we've got to be the ones telling these girls, you have a future and you have a purpose and you have a hope, and there is a God who loves you. And there are people on this planet who know this God and want to share this love with you. I want not to live in hell anymore. Have you ever heard someone that you know make that kind of cry? But these girls know that they are living, literally, in a hellish situation. And one or two of you have written to me over the years, and I understand your questions. Some of you have said, well, they're on the street. Why don't they just leave? Well, let me give you a little of their backstories. So many of these girls who sometimes are 14, 15, 16 years old, when they are trafficked, when one of those guys that you saw on a motorbike grabs them one night and takes them to a place where they are drugged, and they wake up in the morning having slept with they don't even know how many men. When they try to get away, they are told, you must remember, we know where you live. Some of these girls have sisters who are 10, 8, 6. I sat down and I talked to a 12-year-old girl who told me that she is the head of the family. Her mother left with a younger man. She has no idea where her mother is. Her father is in prison. But she has three siblings. And this beautiful 12-year-old girl looked in my eyes and said, if I escape, if I run away, if I don't do what they're telling me to do, they will go for my younger sisters. She is literally sacrificing her life for those that she loves. And as I listened to her and as I prayed for her, my thought was, but we have a Savior who sacrificed his life so that we could be free. But not so that we could keep that freedom to ourselves, but so that we could go and reach, rescue, and restore. Let me explain how the whole system works here. It's very, very carefully thought out by our staff here and our partners on the ground. The first thing we want to do is reach, going into villages where these young girls are and teaching them about the dangers out there. I remember going with our photographer, Janice, and listening to what these young girls were being told and being kind of shocked. You know, it's like, this is hard stuff for little girls to hear. And Janice said to me, this might be the most important day of their lives, because they've just been told what to avoid. Because sometimes these people will come to villages and say, hey, we can get you a great job in town. Or, you know, if you haven't eaten a good meal in a while, why don't you come with us and we will feed you? And these innocent girls go, not realizing that the food is drugged and they will wake up literally in prison. So that's our first part. We go to the villages and we teach these girls. Then comes the next part. Rescue, where literally our teams on the ground will go in at midnight and knock down the doors and rescue these girls and make sure that the traffickers are arrested. And then comes the longer part of our commitment, which is restore. That we will take these girls into safe houses and teach them, you are not a number. You are not forgotten. Every prayer you prayed reached into heaven, and God has sent us to help you. And that's where these girls are restored. Now, you and I can do this together. At the moment, some of our generous partners have given us a matching gift of $320,000. Usually, it would take about $128 to begin that process of reaching, rescuing, or restoring. Now, if you're able to give $64, that will do the same for one girl. So, we've looked at a lot of girls. Why don't we take it down right now to the story of just one? Her name's Rhea.
अनि त्यो बादमा चाहिँ के भन्छ अर्को दिन बिउँजिँदाखेरि चाहिँ यसो रुम मतलब यस्तै रुम थियो उड्दाखेरि त यसो एक्लै मतलब उड्दाखेरि त्यहाँनिर मेरो छेउमा कोही पनि थिएन
Rhea had a very happy childhood with a close-knit family and community, until the day everything changed. She was 18 when a close, trusted family friend asked her to travel with him to visit his wife. As they embarked on the trip, this friend offered her a cool drink on a hot afternoon. The next 3 days were a blur, and confusion gave way to fear when Rhea realized she was locked in a brothel. Rhea initially refused to cooperate. Several days of severe beatings and starvation buried her will to fight and forced her to submit. Her new life placed her in a daily lineup where her body was sold to as many as 12 men per day. After years of isolation and enslavement, deliverance drew near. A targeted rescue effort successfully liberated Rhea and a number of other girls. Thankfully, Rhea has a new chance at life, but the work is not done. The tentacles of traffickers continue to spread throughout Asia and beyond, snagging untold thousands of daughters, sisters, friends. As the hands and feet of Jesus, our reach must extend farther and our endurance must run deeper. Too many girls still need a lifeline.
Did you hear what she said? It was literally like I was pulled out of hell into heaven. And that's why we are here. Do you know that in the last few months, our partners on the ground have rescued more than 600 girls? 600 girls. That news just blew me away, but there are so many more. You know, this is so central to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to read you a verse from Isaiah 61. It's verse 1, and it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed." Now, you might remember that after Jesus has spent those 40 days in the wilderness being tempted by the devil, being tested, everything thrown at him, he comes out of that experience and he goes into the synagogue and he stands up and he repeats exactly those words from the book of Isaiah 61. You can read that in Luke chapter 4. That's why Jesus came. He came to pay the price for your sin and for my sin. But that would not just be a ticket into heaven. It would transform the way we live, that we would no longer live for ourselves, what made us feel good, that we were happy and safe and secure. No, that he would wash our eyes and unstop our ears so that we'd hear the cries of those who are suffering. Yesterday, I just heard one of the most devastating stories from one of our partners on the ground about a 5-year-old girl and a 7-year-old girl who were living in incredibly abusive situations in South Asia, and they were about to be sold into a brothel when our people on the ground, our boots on the ground in Jesus' name, went in and they rescued them. And those two little lambs are now safely in a place where they've been cared for and loved and told about the Jesus who loves them and who sent them. We can only do this with your help. There's so many. At 5 years old, 7, you should be starting school. The world should be opening up, not closing down into a prison. And because I know about this now, I will never stop telling their story. But I'm asking you, would you help me? As I said, we have a $320,000 matching gift from some of our incredibly generous partners who've been on this track with us for a while. So usually $128 would begin that process of reach, Rescue and Restore for one child, but that will now be matched to save two girls. Some of you are able to do more. And if you are, I encourage you to do it. $1,280 will be matched and will now save 20 girls. Can you imagine that? 20 girls literally snatched from hell and taken into a place of freedom where they can discover for themselves, not only are they free from their chains, but they're free from everything and invited into a relationship with Jesus Christ. But please, this is urgent. This is going on right now. Little ones, like that 5 and 7-year-old, about to be traded into a brothel. And we can't let that happen. Because when the love of Christ has filled you, when you've had a wave of the grace of God come over you, each one of us says, count me in, I want to do something, and I'm going to do it right now.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the Prayers for Life Journal, the perfect book to write down your prayers as you reflect on your relationship with Christ. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll also receive the NIV Thin Line Bible, along with 365 Days of Prayer for Life, a beautiful devotional filled with scriptures and key thoughts for each day of the year. Keep all three resources close by for your daily prayer time as you meditate on God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So, first, can you introduce yourself and tell us your name and what you do?
Yeah. My name is Bella, and I work as a social worker in Siem Reap.
And what does it mean to be a social worker in Siem Reap?
It means that I go to KTV to find a girl and help them find a new job.
There's a popular form of recreation in Asia called karaoke television, or KTV. These KTVs are advertised as places to sing with friends. But as I've seen with my own eyes, in many areas, a KTV is a front for human trafficking.
And the guy go to sing, and then if they want to have sex, they ask the girl, would they go with them? And then they go. I know this feeling, you know.
How do you know that feeling?
Because I've been through. I used to feel, you know, I used to do that too. So I really know it and clearly that it's not what they want.
Although she was trafficked herself at the age of 12, Bella was rescued, and she has since chosen to put her faith in Christ. Today, Bella fights to reach, rescue, and restore girls from sexual slavery.
You know, sometimes I told them about my story. I said, before I used to do that too, and I know how to feel. I think if I'm without God, I'm nothing. So every day, I always thank God for this life.
Tonight, there's a girl about to endure another round of exhausting torment. Bella's life was changed when somebody chose to help her. That same opportunity is yours right now.
Let me give you just a little update on Bella. Do you know that Bella now is married? And she has a daughter. She has a little girl who will never face the nightmare that Bella walks through. It's just who our God is. God is a redeemer. He brings us out of the darkest places and changes our lives. And then, like Bella does every day now, she talks to girls because she understands and she lets them know there is a way out. Our partners on the ground are waiting for you and I to do something, and to do something now. I'm really incredibly blown away by James and Betty and their heart for people around the world. They don't look at an area and think, well, we'll just come in and do our thing. They really seek God and ask, who are you using in these situations and how can we get behind them? And that's what is happening in Southeast Asia and so many places around the world. I've seen with my own eyes that this works. Because honestly, like you, sometimes I've watched specials and I thought, well, that looks really good. I wonder if the money gets to where it needs to, or I wonder if it really makes a difference. Does it last, or do the girls just go back into a former life? But I've seen it all. I've seen how reach works. You know, I've stood there and listened as the teachers talk to these girls, show them charts, tell them what to do if someone approaches them with an offer, tells them to scream at the top of their voice and run. And I've seen what happens with these girls being rescued out of the darkest places on earth. And I've seen what happens in that restoration process. I've been in our beautiful house of destiny, sat with one of the girls on her bed as she picked up her guitar and began to play a worship song. It works. It makes a difference. It is changing lives every single day. And that's why I'm asking you, would you help us? And if you've helped before, would you help again? We have this wonderful matching gift of $320,000 from those who have given sacrificially before. And honestly, I'm pretty sure they'll do it again because they want to help every single one of us do something. So $64 matched will now begin that process of reaching, of rescuing and restoring a precious girl. If you're able to do 128, that will now, two girls brought literally from hell into a place where they can be free to know Jesus. And if you're able to give $1,280, that will be matched and 20 girls will be taken out of that nightmare or prevented from that ever happening to them. I had the privilege at our House of Destiny of leading the Sunday morning worship, of speaking life to these young boys and girls. And then as I sang Amazing Grace at the end, the words took on a whole new meaning. John Newton, who used to be a slave trader, after he was saved, became someone who talked about the grace of God. That's who we are here at Life. Will you join with us? Will you make the very best gift possible? Will you call now? Will you go online and make a gift? If you're writing a check, would you mind calling us and just letting us know so we know that we have the funds we need to be able to keep this life-changing, Jesus-inspired work happening every single day? And then it will be my profound honor in the weeks, months to come to bring you the stories of girls like Bella who now have a whole new life because you made a difference. Thank you.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the Prayers for Life Journal, the perfect book to write down your prayers as you reflect on your relationship with Christ. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll also receive the NIV Thin Line Bible, along with 365 Days of Prayer for Life, a beautiful devotional filled with scriptures and key thoughts for each day of the year. Keep all three resources close by for your daily prayer time as you meditate on God's Word. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
In the few days that I've been here on the border, I've watched a number of children being intercepted, stopped at the border, and returned to their families. Little girls and little boys, children who are missed and loved at home. I just want you to think about your own children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, all the people that you love. If you knew you could stop them from being taken into a situation that would forever change their life, to something that they would never be able to forget, to heartbreak that's not fixable, wouldn't you do that? Especially if all you had to do was to pick up the phone, go online, and just make the best gift that you're able to give. We're not asking you to solve all the problems. We're just asking you to do your part. Let's put a stop to this human trafficking. It's evil and it's wrong, and it's our responsibility to stand up now and to say enough. Please help us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for staying with me the whole way through this. This is the last day of our Rescue Life mission. So please, if you haven't given up until this point, will you please do that? Whatever you can give will make such a difference in the lives of so many who are praying right now that someone will listen. And we are listening. This is the last day. Please, please call now and just give the very best gift you can. Just want you to know that we love you here, we pray for you, and we're so grateful to partner with you to make a difference in this world. God bless. We'll see you next time.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.